Okay.
Oh, sorry, let me share. Gosh, it's been a long day.
You can say that. I hate paper.
Yeah. Welcome to Zion Mountain Local Service District Board meeting. It is Tuesday, it's July 8th, 5 o'clock. Physical address is 9065 West Highway 9, Montgomery, Utah. Do we have anyone to introduce up there?
Nope. I don't see in public.
I don't see anyone online, so we can move forward with an approval of the meeting agenda.
I motion to approve the meeting agenda.
I second that motion. All in favor, say
Aye.
aye. Aye. We don't have Steve on, right?
No.
All right, let's move on to 4A, which is to review and approve the meeting minutes for June 26th.
Are these ones that the CIB is requesting for bond closing, Annie?
No, these are just from our last meeting, how we approved all of those meeting minutes. So this is just, I had them ready, so I just figured we'd approve them since they're ready.
So this is to approve the meeting where we approve the minutes.
Yeah. So this is just the minutes from the last meeting that we had.
And Kevin, sorry, I just dropped in. I was having a little bit of a hard time with passcode, but I think I'm on, at least on the dial-in. This is Steve.
Okay, good. Yeah, so Steve, what the item we're on is just approval of the meeting minutes from the last time. And to not be confused, since how you weren't on, we went through and approved several meeting minutes in that meeting that Annie had gotten prepared. And so the bulk of the meeting was a special meeting to approve minutes to forward on to the CIB,
Okay.
as well as others. So that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I can see them on my screen now. I mean, Kevin, since I know I missed the last meeting, I think I was in Europe or on a plane or something.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have a concern with the minutes, but maybe if are you and Todd on, maybe if you guys could move and second it just because you're more familiar with the minutes, then I can vote for them.
No, it was just approval of the meeting minutes, and so it's pretty functional at this point. So I'll motion to approve the meeting minutes for, scroll down a little bit, I can get the date for June 26th, 2025 of the Zion Mountain Local Service District.
I can second that. All in favor, say
Aye.
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 Okay, we'll move on to 4B, which is to review and approve the operating expenses.
Okay, so this is just our formality on our agenda every month. So for your reference, here are the operating expenses that are outstanding, and I'm assuming we're not going to be approving any since there's no funds, but just so you're aware, we've got 30,630 and 17 cents to Hinton Burdick. LRB public finance is 20,968.75. Riley Snow, 8,875, and Snow Jensen and Reese is 2,716.87.
Some of those will be covered when we close the sewer bond and also this bond with LRB and so forth, because bond closing costs are covered by CIB, right? Some of them.
I think some of them are, yes.
We'll have to parse those out when the time comes, hopefully here. Okay, so having no funds to approve tonight, I guess we don't have an action to take. So do we have to Do we table that or do we just move on?
I think you just table it.
Okay, I'll motion to approve or to table item 4B.
I can second it. This is Steve.
All in favor say aye.
Hi.
Aye.
Okay, let's go to 5A, which is to look at the 2025 quarter two financial statement.
Okay, so I will take this one also. Here are the financial statements for quarter two. This is the statement of financial position. So the operating account balance at the end of June is $17,060, and our construction account was $35,940.64. So total cash $53,064. Our accounts receivable $59,548.93. This is basically what we're still waiting to receive from the tax, the fire assessment from the, from the county.
Is there anything holding that up? Is there still an audit issue like there has been in previous ones or not?
No, it's just delinquent payments that
Okay.
the county hasn't received yet. So,
Yeah, got
and we are currently working on the 24 audit. So I've been sending several things to the auditors the last few weeks, and they've been asking several questions. So we're currently working on the 24 audit. So that's not going to be delinquent. Hopefully, won't hold anything up for the fall the next year. So.
And Annie, have you tracked with that to see if there's any outstanding questions that Todd or I haven't responded to? I
think I have all the answers from you guys. I'm just needing, there are a few things documents that I'm kind of tracking down still. I do need your training certificates, Kevin. I think I have Todd and Steve's. I don't have yours.
Okay.
Unless they're lost somewhere in my email. But
Is that from 2024, Annie? Can you send me mine?
yeah. Well, I
Need
don't have your 24. I have your 25, but
Okay.
I don't know if you did the 24, so I just sent the 25.
And did they push back or is it okay?
They haven't said anything, but
Okay. I couldn't find my 2024 either, and Lynette needed it from the other one. I couldn't find that sucker.
Well, and it's like if you didn't do it in the year, I don't think you can go back. It's just whenever you do it, it's the year that you actually do it. So I don't know if you remember doing it in 24, then I don't know how you would
Yeah,
find your
I looked to
things.
see if I could download it on the website. Couldn't find it. I'm kind of wondering if maybe I did it through another board or whatever, but I'll try and figure that out. I don't know.
Well, I sent what we had. So, and some of them you only have to do once during your term. And then one of them you have to do every year. So,
Okay.
can you
I'm not
kind
sure.
of do an inventory of that and send it to us? Unless is it 2025? Because there's open meetings, and then there's like
Yeah,
board
the.
meetings. There's two different ones, like you said.
Yeah, the open meeting one I think is the one that has to be done every year. But I'll look at it and send you a list of what I have and what I need. So, okay, sorry, back to the back to the financial statements. Our CIP, construction in progress for the visitor center, is 13.8 million, and the water rec is 1.9 million. We still have our assets on here, the vehicles 75,000 and the land 1,040,000. So our total assets are 17,032,367.78. Our liability section and equity, we've got Pretty big accounts payable still. The majority of this is the water rec, which I'm hoping we can pay some of those with the when we do the water rec bond closing, but that's 1,024,675.86. We just added this accrued interest, and working with the auditors, we realized we didn't get the notice. So I'm working on getting that notice for the accrued interest that's due. The 116,625 is what our auditors estimated, but that might change when I get the actual notice. And then our bond right now is at 12,254,821.87. And then we have our equity section, unrestricted net assets, 3.6 million, and our net revenue for, well, I guess as of June 30th is negative $27,607.76. So then our statement of activity for quarter two is relatively small. We just have our accounting and legal services, $4,470, a little bit of interest income, $74.21, and our interest expense has been $666.98. So that's for quarter two. Any questions? Comments?
No, we're trying to close those sewer bonds. They're still in the last phase of our reuse permit advertising, and that seems to be a non-event. Just check the box, kind of a period for the state. Should end here soon, actually. I think it already did. And then hopefully they issue the reuse permit, and then we can get the approval to move forward with bidding the water reclamation once Skyler's group at DEQ Division of Water Quality give us the preliminary approval. So moving like molasses as the state has processes to go through, but moving along, trying to kick it down the road fast as we can.
Okay, well, I guess that's all I have for the quarter two financial statements. So,
That's just a presentation item. That's no
yeah, no action, just so you the board's aware of the financial statements, and
Yeah,
that's on
appreciate
them.
it. Yep. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Annie.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, moving on.
I think if there's nothing else, we can adjourn and then go to the next meeting. And was the
I'll look
next
at
meeting
the
set at 5:30 or 5:15?
It's
Sorry,
5:15,
5:30.
so we can go right into the next meeting.
Awesome. Rolling right into it.
I'll motion we adjourn then.
Second it.
All fair, say
Aye.
aye.